Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Mauritius decide to elevate ties to enhanced strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends National Day celebrations of Mauritius as chief guest. Parliament passes Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024 to significantly boost offshore oil exploration. BJP sweeps Haryana local body elections, wins 9 out of 10 mayoral posts. Retail inflation falls to 7-month low at 3.61% in February. Nearly 200 hostages freed and 30 militants killed in Pakistan's train hijack incident. And India bags 4 medals, including 2 gold, at 12th Special Olympics World Winter 2025 in Italy. India and Mauritius elevated their ties to an enhanced strategic partnership and inked 8 pacts to boost cooperation in several sectors, including maritime security, and promote trade in local currencies. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks held today between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam at Port Louis. Following the talks, Mr. Modi announced India's new vision for the Global South, naming it Mahasagar, or Mutual and Holistic Advancement for Security and Growth Across Regions. In the meeting, PM Modi reiterated India's continued support and assistance to Mauritius in strengthening its defence and security needs, given the shared objectives of the two nations in the region.
Bharat aur Mauritius ka sambandh keval Hind Mahasagar se hi nahi balki हमारी सांझी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं और मूल्यों से भी जुड़ा है हम आर्थिक और सामाजिक प्रगति की राह पर एक दूसरे के साथी हैं प्राकृतिक आपदा हो या कोविड विपदा हमने हमेशा एक दूसरे का साथ दिया है रक्षा हो या शिक्षा स्वास्थ्य हो या स्पेस हम हर क्षेत्र में कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहे हैं
On the second and final day of his 2-day trip to Mauritius, the Prime Minister attended the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest at Champ de Mars today. During the ceremony, the President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul, conferred the Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean on Mr. Modi for his stellar contribution to the India-Mauritius partnership. Prime Minister Modi is the first Indian to receive the highest civilian award of Mauritius. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today offered prayers at the revered Ganga Talao in Mauritius. PM said that it was a very emotional feeling to return to Ganga Talao in Mauritius, standing by its sacred waters. One could feel the deep spiritual connection that transcends borders, binding generations of people to their roots. Earlier, a delegation-level talks between the two countries was held today to an enhanced strategic partnership. Two PM talked about to work together in areas such as infrastructure, housing, digital technology, health and more. Apart from this, areas like artificial intelligence, capacity building and sustainable growth were also discussed. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Mauritius.
Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Ramgoolam jointly inaugurated the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Public Service and Innovation in Mauritius. It will serve as a hub for learning, research and public service. While briefing the media about the Prime Minister's Mauritius visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the visit was very substantive, productive and fruitful.
Formal delegation level talks were held between the two leaders. Again, the opportunity to take stock in detail on cooperation on development partnership initiatives, trade, the economic ties and ways to deepen people-to-people ties between the two countries. They have adopted a joint vision for an enhanced strategic partnership. It elevates our partnership with Mauritius to the level of a strategic partnership and in that it is the first such partnership that India has concluded.
The Prime Minister has since left for home after successfully concluding his two-day state visit to Mauritius. The Parliament has passed the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The bill seeks to amend the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane, and shale gas. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, said India at present imports from 40 countries. Mr. Puri said India does not distinguish between the sources of supply, provided the supplying countries are able to deliver at India's port of importation at a reasonable price.
Our journey to become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 will require large amounts of energy in all forms. Today, I'm very happy to share with this House that 76% of all the prospecting and exploration that is being done in our sedimentary basin is being done in areas which have been freed up after 2014.
Meanwhile, both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till Monday. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will not sit tomorrow and the day after on account of Holi. The Bharatiya Janata Party registered a big victory in the election of mayor, president and ward members of various municipal corporations, municipal councils and municipalities of Haryana today. The BJP won the polls for 9 of the 10 mayoral positions, including in Gurugram and Rohtak. Elections were held for 5 posts of president in the municipal council. BJP candidates won all the 5 seats. In the elections of presidents of 21 municipalities, 6 were won by the BJP and 15 by independents. Hailing the victory, Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini said the people have put their stamp of approval on the work and policies of the government.
फरीदाबाद के लोगों का मैं दिल से धन्यवाद करता हूँ कि वहाँ के लोगों ने पूरे देश का जो नगर निगम के चुनाव थे मेयर के चुनाव थे उसका रिकॉर्ड तोड़ा है आज तक पूरे देश ने इतनी बड़ी जीत नहीं हुई है जितनी बड़ी जीत फरीदाबाद के लोगों ने दी है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed his gratitude to the people of Haryana for the historic victory of the BJP in the local body elections in the state. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil today reaffirmed the government's commitment to making the river Ganga cleaner and more sustainable through an integrated and technology-driven approach. Chairing the 14th meeting of the Empowered Task Force on Ganga Conservation in New Delhi, Mr. Patil emphasized the need for time-bound execution of projects, strict pollution control measures and enhanced inter-ministerial coordination. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today emphasized that India is always at the forefront of offering help to neighboring countries, especially during disasters. Mr. Birla made these remarks during a bilateral meeting with a parliamentary delegation from Madagascar, led by the President of the National Assembly of Madagascar, Justin Tokile, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Birla highlighted that India holds Madagascar in the highest regard as a cherished and reliable friend, as well as a steadfast partner in its journey of progress. 9 Indian universities and institutions are among the world's top 50 in QS subject-wise rankings. According to the 15th edition of the QS World University Rankings by subject announced today, India celebrates 12 top 50 positions across the subject rankings and the broad faculty areas earned by 9 institutions. Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bombay, has been ranked at 28th position and IIT Kharagpur at 45th spot for engineering, mineral and mining, IIT Madras Petroleum Engineering and Jawaharlal Nehru University Development Studies continue to be among the world's top 50. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Pakistan, security forces have safely rescued nearly 200 passengers so far as the rescue operation continues into its second day after the hijacking of the Jaffar Express train near Balochistan's Bolan district by militants from the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA. The Jaffar Express, with more than 400 passengers on board in 9 coaches, was on its way from Quetta to Peshawar in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa when militants derailed it using explosives and hijacked it. On the other hand, the separatist militant group BLA, which has claimed responsibility for the attack, said they have killed 50 more captive soldiers, raising the number of slain hostages to 100. India's retail inflation eased to a 7-month low of 3.61% in February from 4.31% in January as the rate of increase in food prices slowed to 3.75% as compared to 6.02% in the previous month, according to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. Inflation in rural areas stood at 3.79% compared to 3.32% in urban regions. The European Commission today said it will be introducing its own draft of tariffs against US goods by the 1st of April. The countermeasures were announced after the US imposed tariffs of up to 25% on EU steel and aluminium came into effect. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a statement said, as the US is applying tariffs worth $28 billion, it is responding with countermeasures worth $28 billion to protect European businesses. Ukraine has backed a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire and agreed to immediate negotiations with Russia after talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, yesterday. The development comes over 3 years since the conflict between Kiev and Moscow began. After more than 8 hours of negotiations with Ukrainian officials in Jeddah, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Washington will now take the offer to Russia. In addition, the United States also agreed to resume military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine.
We leave here with is a commitment that the Ukrainians are ready to stop fighting. They're ready to stop the shooting so that they can get to the table and bring about peace for their country and for the world.
The second phase of the 4-day 5th Khelo India Winter Games concluded today at the picturesque Gulmarg in North Kashmir's Baramulla district. The athletes from the Army and Himachal Pradesh bagged 18 medals each. Maharashtra won 13, ITBP secured 10, and J&K earned 4 medals during the 4-day competitions in 4 key disciplines. We have a report.
Addressing the closing ceremony of the Khelo India Winter Games 2025 at Gulmarg, Union Minister of Youth Services and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government is committed to take tangible steps to develop sports infrastructure in Jammu and Kashmir.
Aaj Gulmarg mein 5th edition Khelo India Winter Games ka samapan hua. Gulmarg Winter Games ke liye nahi keval Kashmir mein lekin sara desh mein popular ho raha hai. Ye 5th Winter Games ayojit hui. 750 se adhik athlete ne participant kara. Aane wale dino mein Kashmir ko sports sector mein sports infrastructure aur sports medal tally mein kaise aage badhe is disha mein prayas kiya jayega.
Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said there is a need to augment infrastructure in Gulmarg and impart high-class training to local skiers to help them excel in winter sports in future. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
India has made a positive start to its campaign at the 12th Special Olympics World Winter 2025, bagging 4 medals, including 2 gold and as many silver, on the first day at Turin in Italy. A 49-member contingent comprising 30 athletes and 19 support staff is representing India at the tournament. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Mauritius decide to elevate ties to enhanced strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends National Day celebrations of Mauritius as chief guest. Parliament passes Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024 to significantly boost offshore oil exploration. BJP sweeps Haryana local body elections, wins 9 of 10 mayoral posts. Retail inflation falls to 7 months low at 3.61% in February. Nearly 200 hostages freed and 30 militants killed in Pakistan's train hijack incident. And India bags 4 medals, including 2 gold at 12th Special Olympics World Winter 2025 in Italy. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.